online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
And with the latest news for Cairns at 1 o'clock this afternoon, here's Lucy.
Demanding access to samples of a Russian-made nerve agent which poisoned a former spy and his daughter in Salisbury. The country's foreign minister says so far the UK's government's refused their request. Sergei Lavrov also insists his country is not to blame for the attack, but his UK counterpart Boris Johnson says Russia needs to prove that.
We cannot exclude that they have an explanation, and we will want a full disclosure to the chemical weapons watchdog in The Hague. If not, there are a package of measures.
Meanwhile, the Home Secretary says the police and MI5 will look into a number of deaths in the UK that may be linked to Russia.
KMFM News.
A man's been arrested on suspicion of murder more than 10 years after the death of a man in a house fire in Hythe. 27-year-old Wayne Baker was pulled from a property in St George's Place in November 2007, but died in hospital a month later. Police looking into new leads opened a murder investigation earlier this year. A 29-year-old man from Dover is in custody. The wife of a diver who's gone missing while exploring a wreck off the Kent coast says she hasn't given up hope. Molly's got the latest for KMFM.
Ben Moss from Faversham hasn't been seen since going scuba diving between Woolmer and St Margaret's at Cliff yesterday morning. It's understood the father of three had been with a partner at the time. Coast Guard and lifeboat crews, along with two helicopters, spent most of yesterday afternoon scouring the water and are back out today. His wife Rosie has posted on Facebook urging anyone who's in the area to look out for him, adding, "Our hearts are breaking."
Police are also now carrying out inquiries. The Chancellor says the UK's debt forecast is nearly 1% lower than it was in November. Philip Hammond's been giving his spring statement, saying it's expected to drop further as a proportion of GDP over the coming years.
The first sustained fall in debt in 17 years. Yeah. A turning point in this nation's recovery from the financial crisis of a decade ago. Light at the end of the tunnel.
He also says next year's growth forecast has been revised up slightly by the Office for Budget Responsibility from 1.4% to 1.5%. A man's due in court later accused of assaulting staff and a police officer at Kent's busiest hospital. Four nurses and two security guards were allegedly attacked at Medway Maritime on Friday afternoon. 26-year-old Charlie Mikula from Thistledown Close in Hempstead is facing 8 charges of assault by beating and one of affray. A man's been jailed for drug offences after being found in the flat of a vulnerable resident in Canterbury who was known to be a potential victim of cuckooing. That's when someone takes over someone else's home as a base for dealing drugs. The 25-year-old was arrested in Castle Street and has been locked up for 4 years for having heroin and cocaine with intent to supply.
This KMFM.
Campaigners say they'll continue to fight a decision to reduce the number of specialist breastfeeding clinics in Kent. Council boss are doing it to save money and say drop-in centres and more health visitors will be made available instead. Lactation consultant Anna Lagrange set up the first petition against the chance and isn't happy with the decision.
We're all still really passionate about supporting mums with their breastfeeding needs, and as a group we've, you know, really got to know each other well, and we'll definitely continue to fight for the rights of mums and babies to get all the help they need.
Gravesend's been named as one of the best towns to commute into London from. It's been ranked 5th behind places like Purfleet and Waltham Cross based on journey time, average house prices and the cost of a season ticket. Swanley comes 9th in the table with By Totally Money. Ebbsfleet didn't make the top 10 but does have the shortest journey time into the capital. John Newman's told KMFM 2018 is going to be his year after taking a break from music for treatment on a second brain tumour. The 27-year-old who lives near Canterbury has just released his first single in almost 2 years, and he says getting over a health scare has led to a really positive time.
I know it can be really dangerous taking a break from your career, but in all honesty, it's been the best time of my life. I got engaged, I travelled to Asia, where I've been to Thailand, I've been to Japan, I've had some of the most amazing experiences of my life.
If you missed John's chat on the hit list last night, you can go to listen again at kmfm.co.uk.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
At the Winter Paralympics, she may have missed out on another medal this this morning, but Kent's Millie Knight has more chances to add to her tally. The 19-year-old partially sighted skier from Canterbury has already won two silvers and finished fourth in the super combined event earlier. She goes with guide Brett Wild in the slalom on Thursday. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.